I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Lake Alice, a man-made body of water in William O'Brien State Park in Washington County, disappeared last weekend thanks to a dike failure. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources say there are some other recreation options and alternatives while the agency tries to figure out what's going to happen long-term with Lake Alice. More details when we return, but first. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Lake Alice, located in William O'Brien State Park, experienced a near total water level drawdown thanks to a mechanical issue with a valve in the 65-year-old water control structure that regulates its discharge to the St. Croix River. DNR staff are assessing the structure to identify options and a timeline to address the issue. During the assessment, visitors should be aware that water recreation opportunities are not available on Lake Alice at this time. The swimming beach is not usable, and the drainage caused a fish kill in the lake. The agency says there are no downstream risks due to the mechanical issue with the valve, and neither the earthen dike nor the control structure have failed. Recreation on the St. Croix River is also unaffected, and regular state park rentals of canoe, kayaks, and paddleboards on the St. Croix remain available. Lake Alice is a spring-fed lake with an earthen dike that holds the water back. For more information on the park, go to mndnr.gov/William O'Brien. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.